win, succeed, and overcome at the Holy Convocation Conference in Houston, Texas. This is the spiritual encounter you have been waiting on. Overcome in your faith, fitness, family, and finance. Join founder and apostle Dr. Dana Carson and guest speakers Dr. Charles Moody, Bishop Sherman Allen, Prophetess Janet Floyd, Bishop Daryl Hines, and Bishop Shelton Beatty. Register today at drdanacarson.org. Welcome to the Kingdom Voice radio broadcast with Dr. Dana Carson. Coming up next.
You see, you become an us only through regeneration. And then you become partakers of the divine nature and must conquer the flesh every day of your life, because there is a war when you become us in the inside of you. There is a war between the flesh and the spirit.
We pray you are blessed by today's kingdom message entitled, The Legitimacy of Us, coming from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
The author of the book of Hebrews helps us to understand this distinction. He says it like this, Prophet Spears, he says, unto us as well as unto them. I wonder if I have some us's in here today. Unto us as well as unto them was the word preached, but it did not profit them anything because it was not mixed with faith. Y'all don't like my message this morning. Thus, Dr. Carson, what is the us community? The us community is the New Testament church. It's the new community of God. Either you're in it or you're not. Either you're us or you're them. It is the unique community that Jesus has been building since Pentecost. It is the community that St. Augustine, in his work called The City of God, refers to as the invisible church. It is those that have given their life over to the cause of Christ. It is comprised of those who've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That means you've been bought with a price. You've been purchased. You understand you were on the slave market of sin and your future was hell and condemnation. But God, who is great in his mercy and compassion, loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Out of his act of the will, he commanded his love towards us. In this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for us. We split. Divisions among believers happen. It is the ploy. When splits and division among the believers happen, it is the ploy of the enemy to confuse the world about us. Who really is us? When it comes to us, God is very clear who us is and what us looks like. When we look at the scriptures, we see us beginning with God. I'm going to say that again. When we look at the scripture, we see us beginning with God. Thus, when we look at the scriptures, we read God saying, let us make man in our image. We see at the Tower of Babel, God said, let us go down and confound their languages. We hear God asking Isaiah in the room of representation. He says, who will go for us? And who shall we send? Thus we understand that us are those who are aligned with God. Then we see in Scripture that Moses says, as a representative of God, who is on the Lord's side? Thus, us are those who are on the Lord's side by standing with whom the Lord chooses and who has sent with the word of God. Us cannot be characterized nor defined by an inspired layperson. Us has to be connected to us. Let us make man. Us, thus you hear the scripture says, evangelists, in Ephesians 4, it says, he that has ascended, he first descended to the lower parts of the earth. And when he ascended, he left gifts unto men, some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. When he left, he sent. So us are always represented by his divine delegates. You cannot call yourself an us if you ain't connected to us. Y'all don't like my message, but this is good teaching this morning. Elijah asked a question, a very clarifying question, to Israel when they disconnected from us. He said, how long will you go limping between two opinions? Sometimes you want to be a part of the work of God, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you want to be connected to your leader, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you like your church, and sometimes you don't. How long will you go limping between two opinions? He said, if God be God, serve him. If Satan be God, serve him. But who is on the Lord's side? Jesus makes it clear that us are those who serve God exclusively beyond their need and desire for capital and money. He says no man can serve two masters. Either you're us or them. What are you saying, Dr. Carson? I'm saying that there are two classifications of people on the earth from a kingdom perspective, and that is us and them. Which one are you? Unfortunately, the us are those who are in alignment with God and are recipients of his promises and of his power. And then them are those who are under the sway of Satan, putting themselves and their pleasures before God's plan for their lives. Them are those who engage in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is most unfortunately today that in most churches you hear a message catered to them and not us. You see, you become an us only through regeneration, and then you become partakers of the divine nature and must conquer the flesh every day of your life. Because there is a war when you become us in the inside of you. There is a war between the flesh and the spirit. As you seek to love God and your neighbor as yourself, When you're us, there is a battle within. And you know you are not mastering the battle if you're not connected and aligned with us. See, you do not organically qualify for us. I'm going to say that again. Like, you don't come to church and then just because the message touches you, you're us. It's not that organic. You can't live like you want to live and then come to church and hear a positive message and then leave encouraged without no internal change. Now, see, that's what's messing a whole bunch of folk up. They like to go places where they can hear a message that does not require personal transformation. And you might feel good in that environment, but the Bible said, what profit a man to gain the world and lose the soul? Because you've heard all kinds of inspiring messages that make you feel like you can have success in this life. But when this life is over, thus, you don't organically qualify for us. You must be born again. And if you don't understand what being born again is, more than likely, you're not born again. And if you're not born again, then you're not alone. Huh.
You have just experienced the dynamic preaching and teaching ministry of Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. If you were blessed by this message and want to hear it in its entirety, visit us online at drdanacarson.org/radio. That's drdanacarson.org/radio. Life in the kingdom can be challenging to say the least, but one of the things that makes our journey easier is knowing that our God is legit. In this life-changing book, Too Legit to Quit, Dr. Carson will teach you about the legitimacy of God like you've never heard before. You will learn how to stabilize your walk with God, manage unwanted and difficult seasons and circumstances, and how to ensure you get victory in the end. You can purchase your copy today at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org. We thank you for investing your time and attention into the kingdom teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. For more information about the Kingdom Voice and additional Kingdom resources, visit our website at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org.